Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, October 29th, through Thursday, November 4th, 2021. October 29th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, today I warn you, do not do anything because it is popular. The tradition of faith is very unpopular these days. Always let your motives for your thoughts, words, and deeds be the fulfillment of holy love. That is the way to entrust your soul to my divine providence. Such a soul trusts in my divine providence through the love he has for me. When your trust fails you, it is due to a weakness in your love for me. This is the weakness which leads to sin. Be consoled in the great love I have for each soul. My love battles the untruths designed by Satan to lead you astray." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 30th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when you trust in my omnipotent power, you are at peace. It is Satan who presents to you every sort of challenge to your peace of heart. This is why you must learn to challenge his attacks by virtue of your trust. This is how the Most Blessed Virgin lived her entire life, trusting in my divine will. You do not have to understand my will, but through your love for me, know in your heart I bring some good from every circumstance of life. This good may not be always readily apparent. It is your loving trust which gives you patience in every adversity. Therein lies your peace. Satan challenges your peace of heart at every turn. It is in your peace of heart you are able to unite to my will for you. This is Satan's defeat in your heart." A note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You will cover him with favor as with a shield." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 31st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today is the day when Satan takes over hearts more than any other day on the calendar. It is the Sabbath, but how many will revere it and keep it holy? Moreover, it is a day given over to Satan's activity, which takes center stage to prayer and love of my divine will. The Holy Mother lived her whole life united to my divine will. Evidence of this is her fiat, which she was ever ready to proclaim, 'Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord.' celebrate my divine will today, not Halloween, which catches the soul off guard. Do not take lightly Satan's activity in your midst by celebrating Halloween. This evil is fast becoming competition for Christmas in some nations, and certainly in many hearts. Celebrate the Sabbath and keep it holy. Celebrate my will every day of the year. Do not allow Satan his grasp on your soul, even for one day. Halloween is, at the core, the celebration of lawlessness. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 1st, 2021, the Feast of All Saints. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, today in the world, believers commemorate the Feast of All Saints. There are saints in heaven that no one in the world ever heard of. Each one of the saints died clothed in my divine will. They were united to my will, most loved my will. So, today especially, pray to unite your hopes, your goals, your every present moment to my will. Every soul is called to embrace my will. The soul who accepts whatever happens in the present moment as my will for him is on the road of sanctity. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 2nd, 2021, All Souls Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, today I urge you, do not forget to pray for your loved ones after they pass away. So many souls are forgotten and suffer in purgatory for decades due to neglect on the part of those who knew them on earth. When your prayers deliver a soul from the flames of purgatory, that soul is forever grateful to you and prays endlessly for you. The prayers of the poor souls who are still in purgatory are very effective and powerful, especially in revealing and conquering evil. The poor souls are a powerful force, which is often neglected. There are many church leaders still in purgatory who await your prayers and stand ready to help you. These same ones await your prayers for their release into paradise. So today I remind you, do not overlook this powerful prayer army who stands ready to help you and who seeks your reciprocal help. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 8 through 11. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering is required of your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 3rd, 2021, the Feast of St. Martin de Porres. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, dedicate your lives to holiness in the present moment. Each day, make the effort to come deeper into my heart than the day before. Try to come closer to loving, or at least uniting, to my divine will for you. Understand that the degree with which you trust me is the barometer of your love for me. Each day, say one more prayer or make one extra sacrifice because you love me. This is how you come closer to me. It is not a giant step, but a baby step you need to take. These little steps in love are great steps when they are added together. Pray and sacrifice in an effort to please me. Let the effort arise from the love you hold in your heart for me. I send many graces to earth through your daily efforts in holiness. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. November 4th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, when you pray, always put others' needs ahead of your own. Then surrender any outcome to my divine will. I will honor such a prayer. Most do not understand my will, which is omnipotent and perfect for each soul. My will is to capture the emotions, the joys, the fears of every heart, and then to change these emotions into loving acceptance. In your acceptance is your surrender to my will. To understand and to believe in this is your sanctification. This acceptance makes every cross lighter. I know ahead of time your every need, and I am preparing for you every solution. To believe this is your sanctification. Place your personal holiness in the surrender to my will. Such a prayer is answered by leaps and bounds. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.